It's been a couple of weeks since we last powwowed about the goings-on around L.A., so let's mix. A city councilman is accused of sexual harassment while that rocks City Hall, which, by the way, is earthquake retrofitted. Hundreds of other buildings across the area are not. And to have a mascot or not, it is a bear of a question. We'll get into that later. Gene Mattis writes for the LA Weekly. Seema Mehta is a reporter for the LA Times. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
LA City Councilman Jose Huizar has admitted to having an affair with a former aide, a woman named Francine Godoy, after she filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against him. Now, his former office employee claims that he waged this campaign of retaliation. Let's talk a little bit about this. Seema, I know your newspaper's been putting some stories out, and Dave Zonizer and other people have been doing stories on it. What do we know right now?
Well, I mean, it's sort of a he said, she said at this moment where, you know, she's saying that he harassed her. He wanted sexual favors. When when she refused, he retaliated at work, made her work from home, and basically caused her to leave her job and also wouldn't support her in a run for the Los Angeles Community College District. He's saying that he had an affair. It was consensual. He regrets it. He's working on repairing his marriage. So I think it'll be interesting to see what comes out with this suit, you know, whether there are witnesses, whether there are emails or texts or any of that.
Gene?
I'm still looking forward to the sort of Mark Sanford style press conference where he gets up, either with his wife beside him or not. And
Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina, who went on the Appalachian Trail, I think, which is now a verb, right?
Right, or you could use Elliot Spitzer. There's all these guys, and just get up there and tearfully apologize for having an affair. So he's admitted it through a statement, but I think. For the purposes of certainly the TV news folks, but print as well, I think we're going to need a little bit more than that. And it's going to be interesting to see.
That was a zing to a lot of people at one time. That was crazy, Gene. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He's a multitasker.
That was great. That was like a ninja, like a buzzsaw right there. All right. And now for his part, Huizar says the claims in the suit are, quote, absolutely false and malicious. So we want to put that out there. But this story has legs and will go on for a while.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a politician in the second largest city in the nation, once again accused of inappropriate relationships with women. So
even leaving the sexual harassment aside, by his own admission, he's got his chief of staff who he's having an affair with and who's been promoted, and so it creates a whole question
sort of about cronyism, right?
Your
hiring
practices.
He's married. He has young children. One of his children was unfortunately just diagnosed with leukemia. I mean, it's a tough situation all around.
Well, while that shaking was going on at City Hall, we've been talking about earthquakes here in Los Angeles. Of course, no stranger to the big shakers that happen in this town. And I know, Seema, your newspaper did this big analysis, actually well done, by the way, about the hundreds and more than 1,000 old concrete buildings across the city and county that may be at risk of collapsing in some sort of major earthquake. This week, Mayor Garcetti says he wants to appoint an earthquake czar. And take, now these are his words, not mine, which I think are quite ironic, but some very concrete steps toward quake preparedness. Now, what can the mayor do about this?
Well, I mean, the city's sort of in a tough spot. First of all, we have these scientists at Berkeley who have a list of over 1,500 properties that they believe might fall down if there's a big earthquake. They wouldn't give it to our paper because basically they said, we don't want to be sued. You know, what if one of the names is wrong? And then they said they'd probably give it to the city. You know, this was a couple of days ago.
They said they'd probably give it to the city.
They said that at the time, but now the city's requested it from them and they're refusing to hand it over. But, you know, so we know We've known for decades that there are buildings that are not up to code, that are concrete buildings that don't have the proper metal inside to make sure they that they will stay up during an earthquake.
This is reinforcement, a rebar,
exactly.
right.
But I mean, it's such a costly endeavor, and to even figure out which buildings do not meet standards, that could cost tens of thousands of dollars per building, and then to go in and either demolish these buildings or to retrofit them. I mean, this is not cheap, and then it's our city budget is obviously not the greatest. I mean, it's unclear where all this money would come from, and it would obviously hurt, the property owners.
So the onus would be, on the property owner, him or herself.
Right.
Gene Mattis, there are a lot of buildings, obviously. Is the LA Weekly, is it retrofitted? Do you know if you're not?
We're in a new building. I think we're fine.
You're okay. All right. What about the LA Times, Seema?
Our building was built, in various chunks over almost, I think, the past century. So I have questioned my safety in this building more than once.
Does that bother you? Do you think the LA Times should report on its own stability?
I would actually like to know.
Is there money in the budget for that?
I sadly no.
Another buzzsaw from Gene Mattis. Wow, you're on a tear today. Speaking of spending money, the Los Angeles International Airport's been under some scrutiny lately because of what happened over the past couple of, well, I guess about a week ago, when some dry ice bombs were found at LAX, two of which exploded in employee-only areas of the airport. Seema Mehta, we're talking about this this man who's accused, 28-year-old DeCarlo Bennett, who said he was doing it just for the fun of it, right? Mm-hmm. Just let's see what happens when you put dry ice in a 20-ounce bottle.
Right, just a prank. I was at LAX Sunday night. I landed about 2 hours after one of them exploded, and it was a disaster. I mean, we couldn't get to our car for 2 hours. It was a nightmare.
All right, so my question is, I mean, we know this guy. This guy's behind bars, $1 million bond. I think there's a hearing sometime next week. He faces 6 years behind bars going forward with these two counts that he's pleaded not guilty to. But I'm curious about the security at LAX because apparently this dry ice that he obtained was on the tarmac, which he had access to, correct?
Right. Right. I mean, he didn't have to bring anything with him. Everything he used to make these devices, basically plastic bottles and dry ice, he found on site. The dry ice is used to keep the food cold as they take it onto the planes.
Right.
And so now they're going to require the vendors to not leave their dry ice there, but to take it back with them. And they're also looking at, you know, sort of cameras, how cameras are used. But they're also saying that, you know, if you're an employee and you know the areas well, you might also know, you know, which areas aren't covered or where you can, you know, possibly sneak away to do something.
Certainly a safety issue that we all think about, and we'll see how that moves forward in that investigation as well. But I do want to turn to something a little more lighthearted, which is to mascot or not mascot for the L.A. Dodgers, and that's our Mixer Elixir. So the Dodgers, who, by the way, have to win the next two games in a row, they're playing right now. Don't really have a mascot unless you count maybe Vin Scully or that ball that whizzes up past the word Dodgers on the logo. I always think of that as like a, you know, but it's just a baseball. That's all it is, right? Bill Shaken of the LA Times this week asks whether they should have a mascot. And the reason it came up is because of this stunt that happened at Dodger Stadium. Gene, what happened? A bear, a guy in a bear suit?
I love this story because, you know, it's a really compelling midlife crisis this guy currently is going through. So the guy's name is Mark Moninger. He's 50, just turned 50 this year. And when he was a younger man in his 20s and even in college, he was a mascot. And he was the mascot at Cal State Fullerton. He was the mascot for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And then for whatever reason, you know, he sort of gave it up and turned to other things and, you know, devoted himself to his furniture business and whatever. Never made it to the big leagues and turned 50 this year and decided, you know what? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. I got to do this. Calls up the Dodgers and says, hey, you really need a mascot. And the Dodgers are like, eh, I don't think we're no. And so he's like, okay, I guess I just gotta do this on my own.
Well, people go paint their faces, right? They put outlandish clothing on.
He puts on the bear suit. He puts on clothes over the bear suit, brings in a backpack with the bear head stuck at the bottom of the backpack. They don't check it. Walks in. And then in the eighth inning, he's sitting down by the Cardinal dugout. In the eighth inning, he rips off the clothes, puts on the head,
like Superman,
and then just runs for it and gets up on the dugout and starts, you know, egging on the crowd and doing splits. And this is, you know, a 50-year-old man, and he's doing splits, and it's great. It's like Diana Nyad, you know? It's like you have this childhood dream, and you're making it happen, you know? And so he's...
But he swam into some trouble.
Well, yeah. So then the security guards caught him after about 2 minutes of that and hauled him off and made him sign a statement saying he was not going to come back for 6 months and all of that. And so he was sort of hoping that there would be this groundswell of support, you know?
Right,
like,
right. Has there been?
No. somewhat. There was a change.org petition saying we should really welcome this guy back. And you remember they used to have the guy who did the lip syncing of, like, Don't Stop Believing,
that
guy? Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
So it's not like they've never had anybody before just sort of come out of the stands and just do something to get people riled up. But, yeah, I think the Dodgers took a pretty hard line about it, saying we don't want people jumping up on the dugout. And, you know, they have rules about that sort of thing, and they intend to enforce them. So it doesn't look like it's going to turn into a full-time job for this guy.
Yeah. He was banned, by the way, for 6 months total, right?
Although, yeah, I mean, they're not playing for the next 6 months.
Well, which could be, yeah, about the next time the Dodgers play, sometime in mid-April, if they lose out on the National League Championship Series,
right,
which, again, is being played right this very moment. Boy, you too. Thank you so much. What a lively conversation this week for our Friday Mixer. Seema Mehta from the LA Times, Gene Mattis from the LA Weekly. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.